In Egypt, supporters of President Mohamed Morsi are to rally in support of his new decree and the drafting of the constitution. Meanwhile, anti-Morsi protesters are still camping at Cairo's Liberation Square. They're protesting against Morsi's recent ruling that gives him sweeping powers. The United States is under fire for its cancellation of an international conference in Finland on banning nuclear weapons in the Middle East. The non-aligned movement has decried the move as a violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Iran also says the U.S. decision was an attempt to prevent the further isolation of Israel. Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency says his country will never halt uranium enrichment. Ali Asghar Soltani also warns the U.S. against threatening Iran over its nuclear energy program. He says Tehran will give a crushing response to any possible military strike on its nuclear facilities. A gloomy outlook for the Eurozone economy. Credit ratings agency Moody's downgrades its rating for the 17-nation bloc's rescue funds. The European Financial Stability Facility and the European Stability Mechanism have been lowered from AAA to AA1. The funds were established to provide financial aid to the troubled Eurozone nations. A new video has emerged on the internet showing insurgents in Syria killing 10 unarmed Kurdish prisoners. The armed men can be heard saying they are affiliated with Al-Qaeda. The video is said to have been shot in the town of Ras Al Ain near the Turkish border. Amnesty International is calling on Bahrain to release 13 opposition protesters who were detained last year. The activists were arrested while attending anti-regime rallies and sentenced to lengthy prison terms by a military court. Bahrain has come under fire for its deadly crackdown on anti-regime protesters. Thousands of Yemeni stage rallies in several cities and slam U.S. assassination strikes on Yemeni soil. They say civilians are the victims of such attacks. Protesters also voice their anger at what they see as U.S. and Saudi Arabia's interference in Yemen's internal affairs. And a freight train carrying chemicals derails in the U.S. state of New Jersey, causing hazardous gas to leak. As a result, over 70 people were treated at hospital for breathing problems, burning eyes, and scratchy throats. An investigation is underway to find the cause of this derailment.